Hello and welcome to another episode of the Give Us a Spell podcast. My name's Zach and we're going to be talking all things New South Wales racing. Just recorded a real quick one there with Nick beforehand. If you want to have a little listen, any tips for Pakenham, we've just done a little quick preview there as well. But sitting here, Sydney, Thursday afternoon, it is clear blue skies, which is very unusual for the last couple of weeks. We've been sitting in pissing down rain and heavy tens and whatnot. So hopefully it's going to be a little bit better this weekend. There's obviously a 10 race card at Rosehill. There's a race meeting at Randwick on Friday as well, so there's heaps going on. But this one, just me and Kohai. Tommy's flat out doing some work today, so Kohai, welcome you in. What's going on?
Not a lot, Tanners. I'm just kind of hid myself in a corner and pretending to look busy. Tommy's on the tools, like you said, so it's just at the really awkward time, I guess, for him. He's just got to check a whole bunch of shit, so here I am, ready to rock and roll, I guess.
It's a bit different for you not being in the corner of a pub, though.
No, it is, isn't it? It's like broad daylight, sunny, like you mentioned. I'm having a cup of coffee as we speak, so it's kind of like, well, it's literally the polar opposite to what I usually do my form with.
It is a bit different, but obviously, yeah, there's 10 of the best on Friday. Pakenham was a pretty tough one to just sit through 12 minutes of me and Nick. We were trying to find some value, but look, there's not that. I've had a quick look at Rosehill. It's not too bad. It obviously is 10 races, so look, we'll find some winners, I'm sure. We'll go straight into it, mate. We'll go Rosehill race one. We've got 1350 of the best, benchmark 78. We got Shihonka is the fave. Timmy Clark's aboard. Little bit of a drift. I was hoping Tommy Berry was riding, but he must be suspended this week. Careless riding, because he has dead set won the first at each meeting on Saturday for the last couple of weeks, and I haven't been on once, which hurts. Nikki's Fling, 550. We've got Fashionelle at 650. We've got Strange Charm. We have Saigon. Little bit of money for Saigon, but not much happening, mate, in the first. Are you with anything?
Shihonka obviously is, I guess, 6 kilo difference from top to bottom. It's a real progressive horse in the Waterhouse Bot stable, so I can see where the money's come from. It's up in grade considerably, but 225, I'm willing to gamble against it. I'll probably go the second to like Nikki's Fling here. I know it's 6 kilos heavier, like I mentioned, but I think it's just got that soft track form. It's going to be interesting to see how the races pan out come Saturday. I think a couple of weeks back, or was it even last week at Rosehill, a lot of the winners or the place getters were fence in runs. So that was the best part of the track when the rail was true. This week now four metres out, what does that indicate? I'm not actually sure. So yeah. I'd be keen to watch the first kind of two or three without a bet. But if I were to have a bet in this one, it'd be Nikki's Fling.
Nikki's Fling. All right, yeah, sick, 550. We go to race number two, and that is the Highway. One of the great races. We all love this. And one of yours, mate, Lord DeSanimo is the fave. 440. You got Jay Collett this time in the saddle. Obviously, Tommy not running. We got Sizzling Cat at Tyler Schiller claiming three at 440, equal faves. We got So Say You. We've been over that as well. Some Deal, Lucky Banner, Hockahee, Kasserina. But look, double favourite up the top. Lord DeSanimo, Sizzling Cat, you with one of them?
I mean, we keep mentioning the fact that, you know, Terry Robinson keeps sending these highways and he keeps winning. So he's got a winning formula. And in my eyes, I mean, I'll need to watch a couple of replays, but I mean, the top three definitely warrants. They've been in highway, same grade. The 1800 probably suits for all three of them. Looking at the barriers, Lord DeSanimo and So Say You drawn probably a bit better, but they do sit back a little bit. So whether they want to be close to the fence, this goes back to the rail again. Whether they want to sit close to the fence, I'm not sure. I've got a feeling they might peel wider, and the crown of the track's probably where you want to be. But that's only me speculating. If something at odds, I'd probably look at something with a picket fence, but it's drawn wide. Hockahee? Hockahee?
Yeah, I think that's how to say it. The Goldwyn 11, thing.
Yeah, 11 bucks. You know, it's going up in company. It's never done gone in a highway, but two strong wins on the trot. I know it is Canberra form, which I'm not a big fan of personally, but it obviously stays the trip. It's drawn wide, so that's the query. It likes to be up on speed, so whether it attempts to cross, I'm not sure. But $11, it's worth a little specking, but yeah, it's a highway, so leave me out of it for now.
Are we expecting a soft? We're expecting a soft, aren't we?
So it's a soft six right now, I think.
Seven.
So. No, I think that's the TAB website. I think the actual rating is a soft six. It's improving.
Right. I think we're expecting some rain, though, aren't we?
Late tonight. Tomorrow. Bit tomorrow, I think. So I have to think that, yeah, we'll stay probably in the soft range. Yeah. So I don't think it will quite hit the heavy because I don't think it's hectic rain coming, but it's definitely going to be in that soft 6-7 range, I think.
All right, we go to race three, 1,200-metre race, Benchmark 72, and Snitz on Fire is the fave. Already been backed, it's 390, looking to go, make it 4 out of 4. It's coming off a trial, but before that, it won 3 in a row. Now a Rose Hill and Randwick, so it's been everywhere. We got Warrior Hero at 650, you got Starman at 650 with J-Mac aboard. You always got to be weary of that. J-Mac and Waller, $6.50, hello. And we got Capo Strata, Karen McAvoy and the Cummings, obviously $11 into 7. But can Snitz on Fire make it 4 in a row? It's won 2 on a good, 1 on a soft. Looks pretty good. Timmy Clark, Gay Waterhouse.
It's just a typical Gay Waterhouse spot kind of training performance and throw TC on it. It's a leader. It's drawn 8. It'll have to cross. I mean, there's some speed underneath it, so it might be in a bit of a tussle. It is. I mean, winning,
Warrior Hero
winning
might try and pull up a...
Exactly. So winning form's good form. I get that. 390 is actually not a bad price, I think, but... This Sacrimony,
that won the maiden
on the heavy, like bottomless Canterbury track a couple of weeks back. I was on that day and I was like, oh, wow, like it's done this pretty well. Like, I mean, it was only a small margin, but
it led though, didn't it, as well?
Yeah, there was some, like, yeah, it led from the front and there were some smart types behind it. So that form line does stick out all right. I've got a feeling that the fitness will improve off the back of that heavy 8 or heavy 10 run. And 9 bucks, I think that's massive overs. I think that 7's better. I mean, it's drawn inside of Snitz on Fire. So they could all go forward with Warrior Hero. It could set up for a back marker, but I just don't mind the $9 that's priced at. So, yeah, a little bit of Sacrimony. Thank you, Zach.
Yeah, there might be three of them just pissing each other off up front and someone might come home late, but... all right, race four is 1,100-metre, bit of a sprint, an 88. We got Mr. Mosaic, Reece Jones. He's a good little apprentice. He's claiming 3 for Gerald Ryan and Sterling. 320, we got Tycoonist. I like this horse. 460, J-Mac and Waller. We got I Am Power, Tommy Sherry claiming a bit. That's already $8 in a 550, so that's been backed. We got Wisdom of Water on the lead, one of ours, Liberty Sun, and then we got two roughies as well there in Lashes and Marway. But look, the top six are all pretty much around the same-ish price. What do you think?
There's two horses to note that I just can't find any luck on. I think we've tipped Tycoonist about 1,000 times, and it keeps running good races.
Kills
me. It just hurts. So I'm just going to avoid that.
Yeah. It runs real short odds to all the time.
Yeah, 100%. And another one that lets us down a little bit is Wisdom of Water. Hasn't quite come back this preparation, I think. I don't know if it's a rush preparation, but it just doesn't seem to be picking up as well as it did first prep. On the lead, last start and the time before we were on, 650 is a nice price. And, you know, like, I think it definitely figures in this grade in this small field. But, yeah, I mean, it's pretty hard to look past the favourite here.
Yeah.
Mr. Mosaic, it's going to be carrying 50 and a half. Mm. So, it's got to be rock bottom. Reece Jones comes down the highway. I think it's his first time since the bubble was reinstated, I think. I could be wrong. I think his last winner might have been Gravina way back when, in the middle of winter.
But,
yeah, I just think that it maps really well for this horse. And small field, once again, it's probably going to be really tactical, but it can handle the soft going really well. It's pretty much a 1,000 and 1,100-metre specialist. Rock bottom weight, not much else to add. I think it will probably just kind of find the lead easily and then just shift home. Sweet. I think it'll be a spin and sprint with that lightweight.
Mr. Mosaic. Sweet. Race five is the midway. We got, who we have at top? Arctic Thunder, J-Mac and Gary Portelli. It's $4.20, little bit of a drift. We got Oxford Tycoon for Kim War. No jock there, so not sure what's happening. Nick Tok in from 10 bucks into 7. We got Black Duke. That ran Kembler, I think, last start. Did all right. Awesome Lad. We got Fennec and Dibabella, et cetera. But, not sure. Bit of money for this Nick Tok.
Mate, this is... Leave me out of it, I reckon.
Move on.
Like, it's dead set a move on.
Well,
kind of
for
race.
Sure, just... that Reece Jones thing, that's 31 into 13.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, Paul Perry.
I mean, it's got the 3 kilo claim. It's come down Rose Hill the last two starts. hasn't really done much, I'm not going to lie, and it goes up in weights. Oh, no, it doesn't. Sorry, it's about stays about the same. So, mate, dead set, wouldn't have a clue. It comes out of 78 company. Whether it likes the softer conditions a little bit better than the bottomless track it got last start, I don't know. Not sure exactly why the specking is. Mm. I don't mind Diva Bella with the 3 kilos either.
Yeah.
Comes out of wins a class 5 race up at Gosford and comes to this. So yeah, winning form. $10. But yeah, I wouldn't have a clue with this one.
All right, race number 6. We got what is it over? It's over 1,800 meters. We've got 4 Valor, Timmy Clark and Gay Waterhouse being back to 5 into 420. We got Rosu. Dual nommed, so not sure what's happening with that one. We got Karlstead, $5. We got Solar Apex at $8.50. We got Seduction Queen and Spaltet. Even Caesar's Palace, which friend of the shows have a slot, a piece in, I'll let you call it a board. Good money for Timmy Clark, Gay Waterhouse. Probably, what are we coming out of? Barrier 4, coming off a couple of wins as well.
Yeah, I don't mind it, but I'm going to stick my 2 cents on Karlstead. Fireman to steer. It's placed twice on the soft condition, so let's hope that it doesn't get quite to the heavy. It's coming down from Queensland, from the Waller Satellite Stable, and it's 1-2 on the trot. Handles the distance well. I just think, yeah, it's just rock hard fit by the looks of things.
$7 into $5 too.
Yeah, it's been running for, this will be its 7th start, this preparation. It's come all the way up from benchmark 65 grade to win a class 3 set weights race last start over the 1800. Don't mind it. It won a. It likes to lead as well, and beat McCambo. Used to be Tommy's horse, isn't it?
Yeah, did. Yep.
So they beat McCambo last start. Drawn well enough. 7, I guess. It'll probably attempt to cross. It'll probably get a soft lead in my eyes. Yeah, don't mind the specking on Karlstad here.
Beautiful. Karlstad, Barrier 7, Hugh Bowman, Chris Waller, $5. First leg of the quad, 2,000-meter race is Born a King. $5.50 into $4.60. It won last start at Rose Hill, where it beat that Francesco Guardi, which is coming up in the next race. Well, Welsh legend, been around for a while, it's $5.50. Combella Phil, $5.50. Huetor, I think that had a win, am I right? Yeah, it did have a win at Newcastle, yeah. $7. We got Jazzland, still owes me. Jesse James, the guru. Not a bad race, even New King's there as well, but Lady Loves to Gamble. Mate, tough race.
Tough race, but I don't mind specking this. This import Huerta.
One at odds, didn't
win.
It?
Yeah, huge win at Newcastle on, I think it must have been a Hunter Day.
Yeah.
I'd see a lot of upside in it. I mean, it was first up in for the new stable and everything else. Came over from France. It only won by a nose, but it was specced at $21 on the soft track at Newcastle. Mate, I think $7 is over, so I'd be taking a slice of that from Barrier 1.
Beautiful. Yeah, $7. It was a huge win. Flew from the outside and knocked off Maran Parr. Yep. One of my favourite bets, I think, of the day is this Francesco Guardi. I'm surprised it's not favourite, but Too Much Caviar is the fave. Gene Van Overmeer is going to be riding for Gay Waterhouse. It's been backed. It's $4.60 to $3.90. Francesco Guardi, I think this is a really good bet. J-Mac and Waller, $7 into fives. We've got Deficit at $5.50. And there's a bunch of others moving up. But even there's a little bit of coin as well for Wahiri Falls and Green Flash. But talk to me. Tell me you're with me on my J-Mac Waller combo, Francesco Guardi, Barrier 4, coming off a second at Rose Hill to Born a King. It's mapping well. Thoughts?
I agree with you. I think $5. I think the namesake is why Too Much Caviar is probably favourite.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. It seems like a classy, it's probably the best caviar horse at the moment going around. Well, it's not Black Caviars, but it's more Caviars. Regardless, Caviar attracts a lot of people's eyes. 6 starts, 2 wins, 3 minors. It's been doing well. 1,500, a little bit of a query. Came 3rd in the same race as Born a King and Francesco. So the form lines do match up in that regard. I think, I just think that the barrier could be an issue, slight issue, but just the fact that J-Mac's on board, Francesco, I mean, I think that's the big, huge tick. And I think if it just replicates anything close to last start and just kind of tracks the leading pair or whatever it works out to be just behind the leaders, a box seat, and it just peels out and wins, I think. So $5, snap it up.
Yeah, you're talking my language. I got 6. I think it was $5.50 today. It's into 5. I still reckon if you can get around 5s or something, like, I'm surprised it's not favourite. So we'll see. Number 9, we got 1,400-meter race. We got Catalan, pretty good horse, little bit of a drift. It's $2.70. Big Boy Roy, look, it's a chance. It's $4. I know you've liked it in the past. Brutality's been backed into $4.80. Canasta, that's the money horse. It's $11 already into $6.50. And then you got Oxford Tycoon and then a couple of roughies to round it out. But, look, a couple if you have a chance, in my opinion. Catalan, yes. Big Boy Roy, yes. I'm probably going to let Brutality go around. Canasta's obviously been backed. Who are you with?
There are some. I'm actually, I like Brutality.
Really?
Short backup off the Crystal Stakes last week, and he ran on the worst part of the track and still made ground. I know, I'm watching the replay, he still lost by 3 lengths or maybe some, a little bit more, but it was literally on the worst part of the track. No one was making any ground that day, and he made some ground, good sectionals. I definitely give it a chance, and Joe Pride's been doing a lot of this short backup with it with his horses, so I don't mind that. 480, great price. Catalan. Oh, I mean, once again, probably deserves to be favourite, but 270, too short for mine. Big Boy Roy, Waller and McDonald. Like you said, I've followed this horse for a while. Just don't know, that little freshen up. I mean, what's his first up record? I can't even see. My internet's down, but regardless.
Which one, Catalan?
Big Boy Roy.
Yeah, Big Boy Roy, first up is no good. 6, and it's had no wins first up.
Yeah, so enough to suggest that it's just probably just warming up for a possible Queensland summer. I'm not sure. Obviously, Waller with the dual stable, he might just send it up there for after a couple starts down here. But yeah, Brutality with the short backup, 480, take it.
Yeah, and that's old mate Joe Pride. And Joe Pride blocked me on Instagram during the week. Don't know why. I put a little post up about Nature Strip and Eduardo and what their plans are after autumn. It was pretty much like just a pretty much saying who's going to get the best of 3, Nature Strip and Eduardo and whatever. Joe Pride felt like he wanted to block me, but...
No, free promo, yeah, and you get blocked.
Fucking bit bizarre, to be honest, but whatever. Last race of the day, we got Queen Bellissimo is the fave, 200-meter race. We got Amici at 550, much, much better at 6. We got Rangers at 7, El Buena 850. Literally nothing's been backed. Ramstein, a couple of bucks has been on this, but literally everything else is as it seems. Mate, I'm not sure. I'm not really, I have no idea for this race. May even have a little speck, maybe Rangers or something with Reese claiming 3.
I don't mind it. Like, wide open. I think, you know, quite a few of these horses, especially the top of the market, so the first 4 in the market have all come off a win last start. Rangers was impressive. 3 kilos, it's great. Much, much better. Also great with the 3 kilos. I think that was the last race at Randwick a couple of weeks ago, and I think everyone was on. Mate, you could throw a dart at these top 6, I reckon, top 7 even. Who's just going to get the run of the race in my eyes? And over it's the 1,200 metres... 1,200 metres to end the day, benchmark 78. I'll probably be looking for a little bit of speed, up on speed.
Queen Bellissimo was a good win.
Yeah, it was, and it's drawn 4, so it's going to sit probably outside the leaders, whilst the others might have to work to find position and jostle a little bit. But there's 2 ways to look at it. I like Queen Bellissimo because it's probably going to find the run of the race, but at the same time, El Buena, who's drawn inside of it, it's a bit more of a mid-race horse, so if it gets... There's plenty of speed up front. I mean, El Buena probably had the last say.
Ramstein might be up there too at some point.
100%. Yeah. I mean, I'll probably throw my dart at J-Mac taking the last leg of the quarter here at 8.50.
J-Mac on El Buena. All right, let's work out a quick multi. All right, I did just record a quick podcast with Nick before, and obviously there's been a scratching straight after it. So one of his best was Frankie Pino. It was about 250, 260. The second fave is out now, so Frankie Pino is now $2. That's going to go in my multi, so that's race 5 at Pakenham, $2, get on. I'm going to go Lord DeSenimo in the highway to win, 440, Terry Robinson, Jay Collett, yes please, and... I agree with Coey about Karlstad. I know it's been backed already and we missed $7, but I think it's a good bet in race number 6, 1,800-meter race. So win, you're getting about $44. Yes, please. What about you, King?
Man, I love the confidence. I've just kind of stuck with my guns and put one win bet, which is Mr. Mosaic to win in race number 4. I think he will lead and just find it easy with the Brock bottom weight.
Yep.
Then we'll go to race 6, Karlstad to place. I think he's, $5 is over. So, I mean, I'd probably snap up a little bit of that as well. Huerta to place in race 7 and the lucky last, no, sorry, race 8, Francesco Guardi to place as well, which will give us $27.
And I completely forgot to put my best bet of the day in, which is Francesco Guardi. So buggered that up, but yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Hang on. And that to win as well, and you can get 220-1. Yep. Yes, please. All right.
love a tennis.
All right. Fingers crossed. Thank you, mate. We've missed Tommy, so he'll probably send me a bunch of tips as well for Saturday. We'll get them out. But fingers crossed, mate. Enjoy work. Enjoy the pub tonight.
Yeah, you too, mate. Drink up a storm.
See you, mate.
See you, bud.